From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. Turkey says autopsy results on three Syrians killed in an air attack show they died as a result of exposure to chemical weapons. The three Syrians died after they were sent to Turkey for treatment, along with at least 30 others after Tuesday's attack on the rebel-held town of Khan Sheikhoun in northern Idlib province. The attack killed 100 people and left more than 350 others sick, including children. It sparked global outrage against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his ally, Moscow. In Geneva, Special Envoy Advisor to the United Nations Syria Envoy Jan Egeland says the civilian population is suffering more than anyone.
A war where more children and women die than grown armed men is a very dirty war. A war where children suffocate to death because of toxic chemicals is a very, very dirty war.
At a White House news conference Wednesday with visiting Jordanian King Abdullah, U.S. President Donald Trump described the attack as an affront to humanity that cannot be tolerated. Trump said the attack crossed a red line for him. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Islamic State extremist group executed 33 people this week. The execution happened in Deir Ezzor. The Britain-based watchdog explained it's the largest mass execution carried out by IS since two groups of 15 persons were killed in two separate attacks in between September and October last year. This is VOA News. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, says he's temporarily withdrawing from the panel's investigation into alleged Russian hacking during the 2016 election campaign. The decision comes after ethical complaints were lodged against him. Nunes says several left-wing activist groups filed accusations of impropriety against him with the Office of Congressional Ethics, and he would step back from the investigation until the charges are cleared up. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Nunes called the charges baseless, but said he believes it is in the best interest of the House Intelligence Committee and the Congress for him to allow Representative Mike Conway to temporarily take charge of the committee's Russia investigation. House Speaker Paul Ryan explained the move to reporters Thursday.
Chairman Nunes wants to make sure that this is not a distraction to a very important investigation, so he wants to go clear himself while this investigation continues on without any kinds of distractions.
Ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Representative Adam Schiff, Thursday expressed his appreciation for Nunes' decision, saying it will allow the investigation to get back on track. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
In the warmth of the Mar-a-Lago, Florida resort is where President Trump is hosting Chinese President Xi Jinping for a two-day summit. The two leaders are meeting after North Korea launched another ballistic missile. Pyongyang's nuclear ambition will be a prime topic of discussion, but Jean-Pierre Kibastin, who teaches international studies at Hong Kong University, says there will be much more to talk about other than North Korea.
I think at the top of the agenda will be North Korea, but next will be, I think, trade relations between the U.S. and China. And then you've got a long list of issues of common concern, all the way from the South China Sea to Taiwan, the East China Sea, and maybe to some extent also global warming in spite of Trump's recent statements.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has ordered the military to seize and occupy a group of uninhabited islands in the South China Sea, a move sure to inflame a long-running territorial dispute with China. Duterte revealed his plans Thursday during a visit to a military camp in the western province of Palawan, telling reporters he plans to raise the Philippine flag on up to 10 islands in the hotly contested Spratly Island region. China has claimed sovereignty over the entire 3.5 million square kilometer South China Sea. Democrats have voted against Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. The Senate vote was 55-4 and 45 against, but 5 short of 60 votes needed to confirm the Colorado Appeals Court judge. I am Ji Abili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.